Oh, beloved, welcome. Welcome to this impromptu breaking of bread. We don't do this. In fact, we've been on air for nearly 3 years, and I don't think I've ever, ever broken bread apart from when we normally do it. But I just felt today a leading of the Holy Spirit to break bread. We were due to break bread next Friday. We're still going to do that. That's not tomorrow, but next week. We still will. But this, for some reason, I felt was so important, and only God Himself knows why. Before we start, I want us to pray. I want you and I to pray together and ask the Lord to rid us of any sin so we are prepared and we are ready to break bread together. For the word tells us to do that in Paul's letter to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians and the 11th chapter from verse 27. I'm not going to go into it now, but that's what it says and that's what we're going to do. So just say those words with me now. Heavenly Father, we come before you now, humbly before you, and we ask you, in Jesus' mighty name, to wash us clean of any impurity, of any sin that is in our life. Forgive us, Lord, of sins that have been committed up to this point. And shower us, Lord, in your blood right now. In the mighty and the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And Paul says in that same letter, and from verse 23, he says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself." That on the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. And then he broke it into pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Let's take that bread now. God, you are so amazing that you would pour your love into us in this way is beyond me, but you know why you do it. And Lord, we remember your sacrifice on the cross at Calvary, your broken body, for such as me, for such as my brothers and my sisters around the world now, who are taking this bread and wine with me. Lord Jesus, we give you honor and we give you glory and we declare now, we love you, Lord. We love you so very deeply, Lord. Thank you. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed by my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Beloved, before we take this, I want you to think about that. Every time you're having dinner with friends and you are drinking red wine or red fruit juice, before you take a sip, I want you to think, "My Lord Jesus Christ died for me on the cross 2,000 years ago, and he shed his blood for me." And I want you to remember that every single time you drink this cup. Let's take it now together. Oh Lord God, you are amazing. You are so amazing. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. And we give you the honor and we give you the glory, Lord. And we continue to worship you. And I'm going to play this song yet again. This is Melody Malone. Oh, this is awesome. This is so beautiful and goes so well when we break bread together. Just bask in his glory now and allow him to love you in such a special way. Here it is. It's called Forever. Be blessed.
The moon and the stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. One final breath he gave as heaven looked away. The Son of God laid in darkness, a battle in the
we sing hallelujah, the Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb is overcome.
Oh Lord, you are wonderful. You are our conqueror. Melody Malone, Worship Radio 247 online. We have just broken bread, and I tell you, the anointing is amazing. Right after this next song, I'm going to bring you today's daily devotional special from Psalm 91. And today we're looking at verse 14.